I don't care anymore. I just don't fucking care anymore. Welcome back to the podcast.
Let's get into the podcast. I love saying that.
Oh, you do. You do enjoy that. You're doing a bit of Hendrix now.
The people listening can't see, but I'm mimicking a guitar. I believe you call it air guitar in your industry.
I think you were playing bass ukulele.
Air bass ukulele. And it was a plug-in. Riddle me this. Riddle me this as a guitarist. Do you like Fenders?
Let's tell that story. That's a great story.
Who's going to tell it? You tell it or shall I tell it? You tell it. It's your story, my joke.
There's a young lady that works on the ships
in
with
fact,
us.
We just saw her about an hour
and
ago.
And by the way, I'm Mick Meredith, and over there is...
It's Dean Atkinson. I'm joining Mick again on his podcast.
One of the
Mind
best friends in the world, comedian, ventriloquist,
we love
and
each
magician.
Other. I don't like to be labelled, though, Mick. I don't like to be labelled. Ow!
So anyway, there's a tiny little singer. I think she's a band leader on here. And
there's probably a joke in that,
She had a great guitar that I was like, that's a nice guitar. And I wasn't hitting on her, was I? I just wanted to talk to her.
I
was trying to be friendly.
You were in the crew bar in that situation where you didn't know anyone and you just want to have a little chat.
Yeah. And there's the brand. I said, oh, hey, I seen your show the other night and she seemed a bit cranky. Yeah. And I went, sort of a guitar is that? And she went, a Fender. Were you next to me when I did tell you the story?
No, I wasn't even there. Right. You told me the story. Right. Because then I said to you, when you were telling me the story, are you sure she didn't say to you, offender, and then walk away as if you're an offender? A sexual offender.
Sexual predator. You're an offender.
Offender and left.
And that would have been 2 years ago, wouldn't it?
It was a long time ago, yeah.
And she's just walked up in the corridor, walked past in the corridor, and your eyes just lit up. Offender. And the other lady that we were with just went, what are you fucking on about? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, but it was a good callback 2 years later.
Offender.
And that girl, I hope she doesn't listen to this, but she looks like an 8 year old.
Yes, she's and like an sounds like an 8 year old.
Yeah, an 8 year old playing guitar on a cruise ship. Mm-hmm. Obviously not legal. Anyway, Mick, what are we going to talk about in this episode of the podcast?
Speaking of tiny little people, our children, how funny our children are.
We thought we might talk about
how
funny.
You just told a few funny stories about it.
Yeah, well, I think when you...
Tell that story about the emojis.
Yeah, well, my daughter, Maddie, she sends me texts and she uses the emojis quite a bit. And the emoji that we use for our dog, George, who's a chocolate Labrador...
He's actually made out of chocolate.
And I've eaten the tail, but the rest of him's left.
You've really got to put him away when it's a hot day.
It's really do. Well, if I get the munchies, I've got to just say, get me a kennel. I've got the munchies.
Or, come here.
You'll go nice with a bit of ice cream. No, I haven't eaten any of the vital organs yet.
What about his cock?
Ooh, pushing it.
Is he dark chocolate or
no,
milk chocolate?
He's been castrated. No,
castrated?
Does castration, the whole doesn't come off, does it?
When the balls just...
The balls.
They just say the balls.
Well, that was the bit I wanted to eat. Anyway.
Who doesn't love a Malteser, though?
Who doesn't love a couple of little Maltesers? Ah, chocolate Labrador testicles, Maltesers. Or Ferrero Rochers when they get a bit older. And a bit
when they get that'll be a funny excuse me, Dad, but the back of the dog looks like Ferrero Rocher's.
Yeah, he's getting a bit older, son.
I don't know why my son sounds like an old man, though.
He's getting a bit older, son. He needs to be taken to the vets. His testicles look like Ferrero Rocher's these days.
Ferrero Rocher.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. So my daughter Maddie sends me text, and the emoji we use for the dog is the brown bear because
the brown
there's
bear.
No brown dog emoji. And she sends me, like, the dog and then a couple of other emojis that it's like George the dog doing something based on the emojis. And she sent me one that was the the bear emoji, and then a fox emoji, and then a croissant emoji. And it said, "Dad, this is George dressed in a fox suit eating a croissant." And I thought that was gold. I mean, I think if you're the kid of a comedian, you do come up with gold. I mean, I don't know about Heather, but Jared has come up with some gold, hasn't he?
Oh, he has.
You've got material based on your son.
But my daughter was very funny. I remember when she would have been in the booster seat, the back of the car, when she was an only child.
Last year, then.
Last year, then
she goes again. My daughter.
What she sent you now?
Should we read it live on air?
Live on air.
No, there's nothing funny on that one. It's just a normal, lovely dad text.
Get your shit together, Maddie. No, my daughter, she was sitting in the back of the car. We're just driving around, driving somewhere, and this car, black car, drove past with the wing at the back. What's it?
The Batmobile.
Well, that's what she said.
All right, sorry.
No, she said, Batman's car. And I just lost the shit. She goes, Batman's car.
That's funny.
And we laughed, and we could. She laughed because we were laughing.
Yeah.
And me and her mother got
Oh, that's so funny. Tell them the classic Jared, that made it into your act.
The Jared story
didn't just make it into your act, but it became a proper good bit.
He was 15 at the time, so my daughter was 17. And I did a gig at night, and I think I might have stayed somewhere, but they stayed at my house on their own. What a shit dad I am.
No.
And I made the bed, like washed the sheets, made the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Came home the next morning and the bed was ruffled.
Some action in there.
It appeared to be some sort of sexual.
You know, there was action of a sexual nature.
There was leftover sexual.
Really?
Yes.
Was there?
It looked like two snails had been fucking breakdancing, basically.
Two snails and a Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah. And my daughter, I'm like, have you had sex in my bed? She's like, no.
Oh, dear.
But my son was at the fridge. Dad, we got any Devon? Got any Pepsi? So he's like across the other side of the house. And I'm like, fuck, Heather, like, really? Did you sure did have sex? Yeah, no, my two friends slept in there, but they couldn't have had sex. And then Jared's like, fucking, hey, Dad, we got any Devon and Pepsi?
At the fridge.
Yeah, still at the fridge.
Mm.
And then I said, why couldn't they have sex? Well, she says, well, my friend, the girl, she was on the wrong time of the month. They couldn't have had sex during that time. And then my son heard that and he just went, they might have had anal, Dad.
Without missing a beat.
And then he just fucking opened a can of Pepsi and went, psh! I found the Pepsi, but there's no Devon. Can you go to Woolworths, please?
And when you did that bit in your act and it killed, it was like, it was the, that was the actual plot. They might have had a bit of anal, Dad. Classic.
But he's done other stuff too. When I was freshly divorced, I had to take them to gigs and sit them in the corner.
With
a packet of chips and a Pepsi. So I'd do jokes about them, not thinking that they're in the room, not giving a shit. Now Jared's playing a Game Boy, and I was doing jokes about him, and he went, "I never said that." So he basically heckled me, and everyone turned around, seeing this little like 6-year-old just going, "Yeah," and he kind of fed off the energy of the people were laughing at me because my son just heckled me.
So it made it even funnier.
Yes,
but he knew it was like kind of half made up. What about a fart? My girls love a fart.
Yeah.
They love a... Because I do all these, like, actions with a fart. I hope my wife... Because my wife's not very scatological, you see. But she's... I don't know. She just wasn't brought up that way.
I don't even know what that word means.
I think it means shit-related. It's a shit-oriented word.
Oh, right.
It's not a shit-oriental word. It's just a shit-oriented word. But, you know, like...
I mean, when it comes out like a noodle.
He's just shit oriental. Isn't that usually how it happens? No, but I do like action.
How big's your bumhole?
Well, why are you going?
We're talking about Orientals, but you've gone into like an Austrian accent.
Oh, we've gone into. I do like an action with a fart. Like I do. It's hard to see what you're doing right now.
What sort of an action do you do with a fart?
Well, it's hard to do when I'm doing a podcast. But I'll show you because I might get a laugh. Yeah. But I'll have a fart coming and I'll sort of go. And for listeners, and let's admit,
was that the conductor?
Yeah, it's like for those people, and it's 100% of you listening. I'd kind of conduct the fart, So I'll like do a hand gesture and then go up with the hands, and as I go up, I'll
obviously you're bringing the fart to a crescendo. It's like squeezing your cheeks together.
And my girls love it. It's like they're crying. You know, and then
can you imagine the time when they don't think it's funny though?
Well, yeah, I can.
Because it's getting to that point.
Oh God! Isn't that sad, though? Well, let's get onto that topic then. Let's move slowly away from how funny and adorable the children are, let's get onto I'm going through a bit of a midlife crisis about.
You've been going through a midlife crisis. I have, since I met you.
Yeah, that's true.
10 years ago.
10 years ago. No, but I mean, do you ever get to the, do you ever think about like you know one day it's yeah no it's going to be they're not
no because we're good dads.
Well, let's talk about
your
then.
Your hair does look messy. Can you fix it, please?
Does my hair look alright for this podcast?
It's a podcast.
Yes. Well, let's talk about that then. Let's talk about fatherhood.
Fatherhood.
Or motherhood. I mean, let's lump those two things together. I know they're different, but I don't want to ostracize any of our female listeners.
No.
Let's talk about motherhood,
sex, baby.
Let's talk about parenthood, right?
Yes.
What are you... Riddle me this, Michael. Riddle me this. Mm. What is good parenthood? Sum it up in a sentence. What is good parenthood?
Good parenthood is being there for them, giving them the guidance and cash.
You mean the cash they give to you?
No, they don't
give my daughter gives me cash.
Why?
I borrow what? Well, because I don't want to ask for. Well, it's funny
money
though.
For life.
Yeah, well, not. Well, it's my money, I suppose. But, like, I don't want to ask for my own money. That's weird.
Why don't you ask for your own money?
No, because, like, I think sometimes, like, we just did, like, these massive renovations.
Mm.
And
what renovations did you do?
Well, it's been going on for some time. Well, we just redid the whole house. We modernised a lovely little old-fashioned suburban house. And, bathroom, kitchen. And my sister-in-law's an interior designer, and the house looks great. I mean, it's just... You'd pay millions for what we've had done. But, like, sometimes I get a bit nervous about saying, I'm like, oh, can I have $100 just to get this thing? Because we've spent so much money. So I'll, like, just borrow it from Violet.
Why has Violet got money?
Violet's loaded.
Why?
Well, she just saves birthday money.
Oh, right.
She's, yeah, Dad, I really want to buy this for you. And she opens her wallet. It's like bloody some gangsters. Like a gangster wallet.
She doesn't pull it out like a clip.
Yeah, but a clip. How much do you want, Dad? Hey, Father, how much do you want?
No, I didn't expect her accent to be like that at all.
Yeah, that's how she talks. No, no. But I mean, like, just little things. I don't know. You need to. Things are tight, aren't they? You know, like, times are tight, times are tough. We work, we're on the road, we're working, and. That brings me to another point. I was talking to you about this earlier on. People say, because we work quite a lot on cruise ships. What would you say? It's like 50% of what we do. Would you say it was cruise ships?
Yeah, 50%.
50-50, isn't it?
50-50.
Cruise ships and land-based, whether it's corporate or clubs.
I do a lot of pub work, too.
You do a lot of pub work. I don't do any of that. I think Melbourne is not really conducive for that kind of work.
For the ventriloquy?
For the ventriloquy.
Is that like a group of ventriloquists?
Don't label me. Don't label us. There aren't a lot of ventriloquists, are there?
How many are there?
What, in this country?
Mm.
Doing the sort of shows I'm doing? Mm. 3, I reckon. Mm.
There's not many guitar playing comics either, though.
No, how many are there?
I think I'm it.
Let's name them. I'll name them. There's me, Darren Carr, and Sarah Jones. Mm. There are probably others, but I think they're the only ones doing shows where...
I think they're doing churches.
Yeah, the other ones are doing churches and kids' parties. Those are the three. Those are the two. Me, they're doing kind of ships. And I don't think Darren's doing ships anymore, but because he's... I think he's doing a lot of corporates, but who are the guitar comics then?
Elbow Skin.
Oh, they're funny. They're funny. Especially, you know what? They're funny off stage as well as they are on stage.
Great dudes.
Great guys.
Dave Eastgate from Sydney. He's a guitar dude. There's a young girl coming through now. I can't remember her name. She's a ukulele player, but she's very good. Very good ukulele.
Yeah, I think I was talking to someone about her and still don't know the person I was talking to.
She plays it down
name.
That she's not that good, but she's very good. Like,
that's
her
a good
songs,
way of being
songs
shit.
Are good. Her songs are good.
Oh, yeah.
Very, 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 very good.
Very good. You didn't ask me what I thought good parenthood was.
What is your good parenthood?
Well, I don't know.
So what did you make me ask you for?
Comedy. We're sitting in a cabin at the moment, but this is a very luxurious cabin.
It is a good cabin.
Mick Meredith gets the best cabins. one of the finest and funniest comics on the high seas. He always gets the best cabins. This is normally the cabin
you're
that Demo Simmons stays in.
You're starting to stalk shit now.
We've actually done a Demo Simmons in this cabin. We've rearranged
no
all the
No one knows who Demo Simmons is.
I wonder if he'll listen to it.
No, he wouldn't know what it
was. Okay, get us back on track, Mick. What should we talk about?
Old man bladder, that old man bladder. I have to go to the toilet a lot.
Should we say about who the old man bladder? Should we credit that to Peter Ruston?
I'm going to go to the toilet.
Shall I keep talking? Yeah, keep talking. This is like one of those Joe Rogan podcasts where they go to the loo and I get to keep talking. Yes, the old man bladder song is credited to the genius that is Pete Rosethorn. A very funny man.
Who was Brett?
It was Brett in Kath and Kim. And I remember him in When the Blood Runs Free.
Oh.
Or Let the Blood Run Free, which I used to watch as a little boy in my nana's house on Saturday nights. And that made him feel quite old and insignificant when I told him that. He was also the star of Granddad's Ghost, my sitcom. In the cock-up commercial.
Is that on anywhere?
Cock-up?
No,
yeah,
it's
cock
on YouTube.
Great.
Cock-up
was
great. Cock-up was like a film in its own right.
Yeah.
Is that it then?
No.
You're playing around with your phone now.
Who
are you Facebooking, by the way? Can I ask you that question?
Nobody, why?
Oh, no, I just was interested. You've been Facebooking someone all day.
No, I haven't been Facebooking. I've been messaging someone.
Who have you been messaging all
day?
Are you allowed to say, or are you? Is it still a secret, or is it a... sorry. Come on, tell us. Tell us your innermost secrets. Come on, tell us. Any news?
Well, I'm dating a girl. That's about
really? Let's get into the podcast.
I've been dating 1,000 girls. No.
What? Tell me about this.
No,
you don't want to?
No.
Oh,
no,
well,
no,
it's all over
no,
then. All right, sorry,
no,
sorry.
I don't want to. We're really off track here, aren't we?
Nick Meredith just produced a card from behind my ear. What are your hopes for The Last Jedi? That's fascinating.
You've said that you don't think Mark Hamill will have much to do in it.
No, I think he still doesn't have much to do. I think he doesn't like Star Wars. I think he's over it.
Is that right?
I think he expected more, and I frankly think he should have been given... I might be wrong, he might be great. J.J. Abrams made some comment that he thought that Mark Hamill's performance, based on watching raw footage, was Oscar-winning. That doesn't mean it's big, though. Doesn't mean it's long.
Subtle.
Subtle monologue style.
Is there anyone new coming into this one?
Well, Benicio del Toro is in it as the baddie. There's rumours that Yoda is coming back as a Force ghost.
Right.
There's definitely no Billy Dee Williams as Lando. I'm guessing they're going to hold him back for the last one, hopefully.
Right.
And there'll obviously be no Carrie Fisher in number 9 either.
And what's his face is going to be a ghost, isn't he? Or some sort of fucking callback?
Who, Han Solo?
Han Solo,
do you reckon? Really?
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah. There'll be...
It wouldn't be... maybe a flashback.
Because he's film stuff. He has film stuff.
But do we know if that's for the Han Solo spin-off? Or is there
is there a Han Solo?
There is a Han Solo spin-off which may have a flash-forward style.
Right.
But, you know, it would make sense, wouldn't it, to do
Oh, they're doing a young Han Solo.
They're doing a young Han Solo.
Who is playing Han Solo?
Can't remember the guy's name. I'm a big Star Wars fan, and I can't remember.
Are you looking forward to the next Blade Runner?
Yeah, really am, actually.
That is my favourite movie,
Blade Runner. It's fantastic. Mm. It's good that they're doing all those sequels and things, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
But I think that...
People say they're running out of ideas, but it's kind of reminiscent for me.
Yeah, I'm happy for them to do another 10 years of old ideas. What would you like to see come back? We talked about Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, I'd love to be in Beetlejuice. We were just talking about Daniel Day-Lewis retiring.
Yeah, retiring, yeah.
We would have loved to have seen him as a villain.
As a villain in a superhero. Yeah, it would have been a great... What villain would he... Oh, you said Riddler. We said Riddler.
The Riddler. The Riddler would be a great villain, if he did it seriously.
He might be too... Oh, I hate to say this, but... I'm going to get people offside here. He might be too good for a superhero film, Daniel Day-Lewis.
But if he did a really... good, dark superhero.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about Daniel Day-Lewis, and I can understand why he's retiring. I mean, can you imagine? It must be so exhausting. That's 30 years of that kind of work.
Yeah.
Absorbing completely into the work. I'm not surprised he wants to pack in.
Is he married with children?
I think so, yeah. I think he was married to Isabella Rossellini,
ooh.
I believe. And I think he had a child with her.
Ooh.
He probably owns a mansion somewhere, a castle. He's probably going to retire. But, yeah, well, we're talking about Michael Keaton, how...
Oh, Michael Keaton.
Love Michael Keaton, the Vulture in the new Batman film. What a resurgence.
And we just had a few beers, and you wished that he was there having a beer with us.
And I said, I bet you he'd be a good bloke to have a beer with.
Who do you want to be a shit bloke to have a beer with?
Famous-wise.
Famous person.
Demo.
You know, it'd be another good one to have a beer with. Tom Hanks. I think Tom Hanks.
Yeah. We've got a very good friend, a mutual friend, James Gallier, a good magician, best magician around. He's had a beer with not a beer because James doesn't drink, but he's had socialised with Tom Hanks.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
How did that happen?
It happened at a party in LA, and I can't remember the party, but James was there, maybe doing magic, maybe just as a guest, but. Apparently, he opened the fridge to get a drink, closed the fridge, and there was a tap on his shoulder. Hey, loved your set, man. And it was Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was the worst Tom Hanks I've ever heard.
That was James saying to Tom Hanks.
It actually sounded more like Meg Ryan.
Well, I'm no Danny McMaster. Or Keith Scott. Mm. Or even Robin from the Grumbleweeds, who you've never heard of. Look, I'm no Mike Yarwood.
I don't know.
Shall I name any more English obscure?
You run into a bloke just in the bar there, and he was reminiscing about English stuff.
He started off telling me how good I was, Mick. Don't forget that.
Okay. Then, whoa.
Then he was reminiscing about acts that you'd. Oh yeah, he was very clued up. That guy knew the Grumbleweeds.
What's the Grumbleweeds?
They were like a five-piece club band act in the 70s. Two of them were really funny, Graham and Robin. They ended up becoming a double act. One of the funniest double acts I've ever seen growing up. And then, sadly, Graham died a couple of years back, and now Robin's on his own. But that guy was telling me that they'd formed another double act, and he was a great impressionist, Robin from the Grumbleweeds. I used to go on holiday to Scarborough on the North Coast every year with my mum and dad. Dave and Joan Atkinson, and my sister Emma. There's a quick shout-out for you all.
Yeah, yeah. Do they listen to the podcast?
They'll listen to this, because I'm on it. They like you, though.
No, right.
My parents are big fans of you.
Oh, no, right. Why is that?
Just your Facebook. Yeah, just pictures of you. Charlie and Joan, except my dad's called Dave. He just uses Charlie because he thinks it's clever. I tell you what, though, he's a very funny man, my dad.
Is he?
He's
Do you think that's where you got your humour from?
I think so, yeah, but there's an old saying that because my granddad's also funny, my granddad Stan, but he's very quietly, understatedly funny, my granddad. Like, arrogantly funny, you know? Mm-hmm. And then my dad inherited a bit of that, but didn't. And then I was the first one to sort of put it on the stage. That's the old saying. What about you? Is your dad funny? Your dad's funny, isn't he?
My dad is funny in a weird, subtle way. He was always funny with a few beers in him. But when I got married, big shout out to the ex-wife Jenny.
Hi, Jen.
Who doesn't listen to this? Maybe she does.
You never know. You don't know what people do in private, you know. Yeah. Maybe people do things and they never. Maybe they don't tell you.
Oh, my ex-husband's got a fucking podcast.
I'll have a listen.
He had some funny moments. Like when we got married, he was blind and it was in his club,
right?
And
really?
His local club. That was where the reception was. And like, I said, you're gonna make a speech, and he's like, I'm making a fucking speech. I'm fucking stick it up your ass. I'm making a fucking speech. And he'd made a speech, but then right at the end of the night, he got, you know, when blokes don't like talking on the mic, all of a sudden like talking.
Love it.
He's like, turn the fucking thing on. Turn it on. I just want a big shout out to the Bachelor RSL Club for probably the best spring roll I've ever had in my life. But it was like, everyone's like the movie just went, stopped, and then and all my mates are like, what's your dad doing? And he's holding the mic at the angle, like, anyway, bloody.
Yeah,
Big shout out to my new daughter, and, what an idiot she married.
Killing. Fucking killing.
Killing. Smashing. I've got a photo of it, and he's talking to a microphone that's taped together with brown tape.
It's classic. That's so good.
So dodgy.
My granddad. He was sat, he has his own armchair in his lounge room, and he was sat there one night, and my mum and dad were there as well. Went to see him. And he goes to my dad, pass us the remote control. And my dad just ignored him. And he goes, pass us the remote control. And my dad said, what do you say? And my granddad went, pass us the fucking remote control.
That's classic, isn't
it? Great.
That's fucking great.
Right. It's so good. So good.
And now we've got nothing to talk
about. How long have we got left?
How long have we got left?
Well, how long do they normally go for?
I just do 30 minutes. People like 30 minutes. It's a quick, funny podcast. Listen to two people yamber on about fuck all.
You've got a massive bowl of fruit
that is
you
horrible.
Haven't even touched yet. It's horrible. There. I wish the listeners could view that. I wish there were viewers.
I'll put a picture on the Facebook page when I put this up.
Is my hair all right for that Facebook picture?
Is my hair all right?
Yeah, it's wonderful. You've got your two oranges, your apple, your pear. Oh.
No, it's a green apple.
No, it looks like a pear from this
angle. If it was a pear, I'd eat the pear, because I love a fucking pear.
Like a pear?
I love a pear.
When you have a pear, do you like it soft or do you like it... Yeah, I've heard that.
I either. I like a soft one. I like a Bartlett pear.
You like a soft one, dude?
I like a soft one and I like a hard one, because I like the taste of a pear.
You like a big pear, and you like a soft one and a hard one. My goodness, it's turning pornographic. What else can we talk about before we finish?
Oh, I don't know. What's your best choice of room service?
Oh, what a great question.
Because we're both vegetarians. If we weren't vegetarians, I love a fucking club sandwich. You got me onto club sandwiches.
I got you on a room service.
Room service.
Remember when I go, mate, you know, you're an idiot if you don't get room service.
I'm smashing fucking club sandwiches and then getting reflux during the night.
Fucking Atkinson.
Because lying on the bed, watching TV, eating fucking the greatest ever. Because a club sandwich is magnificent.
Club sandwich is the best room service option. A burger is quite good on P&O. A cheeseburger with fries.
Chips.
Of course, you and I had three margarita pizzas last night.
We had three margaritas last night.
We had three.
Get tucked.
We've had a couple today, actually. No, but I reckon pre-vegetarian, the club sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Post-vegetarian, what option have you got? A margarita and a bowl of wedges with salt. You have to have salt with the wedges.
Yeah, chips.
What about in a hotel?
I love hot chips.
Yeah, me too. What about in a hotel room service? Same option, club sandwich.
Mm.
Where's the best club? What's the venue of the best club sandwich?
I can't remember.
You know what makes a good one?
Who?
What's the name of that? Is it the Hilton in...
Never heard of the Hilton.
Paris Hilton makes the best club sandwich.
Yeah, because she's got nothing else to do.
What's that? Oh, God, I'm not even going to pursue that because I can't remember the name of the place or the hotel or what was in the sandwich. Except probably an egg and some chicken.
We should finish on something good.
Gag. Give us a gag. Because I did a gag on the last episode.
No.
Depending on which audio.
My favourite gag that I use sometimes in a corporate is I got divorced. We went to a marriage counsellor. And the marriage counsellor said to save the marriage, you've got to become friends before lovers. Come back in a month. Marriage counsellor said, how'd you go? So don't have any sex, basically. Separate rooms, blah, blah, blah. Come back. Marriage counsellor goes, first week, how'd you go? I said, pretty good. Second week, pretty good. Third week, nah, not so good. Wife dropped a tomato on the ground. She bent over and I had sex with her right there and then from behind. And the marriage counsellor said, very, very disappointed in you. And I said, well, the people at the fruit and veggie shop aren't too happy either. Weigh it up, dickhead.
Very good.
Good gag.
Shall I finish that one I told you downstairs a minute ago?
Yeah.
Do you like it though?
Yeah.
Is it funny?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, this guy gets a call from the online dating agency. Oh, hello. You just applied for the dating agency. Oh, yes, I did. Yes. Well, we need a quick description of your visual looks just for the website. Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm 6'3". I look like George Clooney. I'm very handsome. I've got a 7-inch schlong. She goes, oh, very good. I'll call you back in 10 minutes when you're not with your fucking mates. And there we go.
I've got a new opener too, which I told you too. I quite like the opener. It's when I come home, I've just split up with my girlfriend because I was far too honest. And I come home from a gig late at night. I'm 51, she's 49, and she jumps out of her bedroom just wearing a school uniform. 49-year-old lady wearing a school uniform. Just goes, be honest, what does this make you think of when you see me dressed like this? And I said, well, to be honest, it looks like you've fucking repeated year 12 31 times.
Not out of a joke book either.
It's a good gag.
That's the beauty of your material.
It's
a good never.
Gag. Have you heard the apartment one? I love the apartment one.
No. Oh, no. Well, the true story about the apartment and the parking space.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, go on. That's a great
one. No, I'll do it now because you fucked it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mick Meredith.
I'm Dean Atkinson, and that was the podcast.
Round up.
Bye.